Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, it's our final segment with General Hamid Ghul, former head of Pakistani intelligence, the gentleman who led the war and the victory against the Russian bear. He's here saying, he's telling me during the break, look, I love America. I'm your friend. You know, stop this. And we understand that. We understand what's happening is wrong. But I look at Russia. Russia finally fell just within a year and a half of the end of the 10-year Afghan war. Now, as if that isn't enough, our crazy government is trying to not just attack Afghanistan, but go after Pakistan in a roundabout way. I mean, I mean, you're talking about a 10,000-pound gorilla that they're trying to beat, and now they want to take on a 10,000-pound tiger while they're at it, and basically our country's the equivalent of a giant 10,000-pound weasel, and it's just not going to win. And General Ghul, we got about 4 minutes left, but what about that parallel with Russia collapsing right after they lost? We see the U.S. on the verge of financial collapse, just like Russia, as we're losing in the same place. What is it? I mean, do countries go to Pakistan and Afghanistan to die? I mean, is that where you go when you're a crazy empire? If you're Alexander the Great or anybody, do you go there to be crushed?
Well, that's what's been happening. I think it is, you mentioned this, imperial hubris and the arrogance of a superpower. They had the opportunity to control the world, to manage it properly, to be friendly to the Muslim world, particularly if they wanted resources of this region to be exploited for their corporate world. But they went about it the wrong way, because some people, some crazy mafia people, they tried to frame the policies for American people. This was the unfortunate quirk and twist in the history of America, and I think they are going to pay the price for it. But price can be lessened now, because if the sense prevails, let's say I put on the outside the time frame of December, if Obama reviews his policy and he can, with the help of the public opinion in America, if he can light a candle in front of these people who are coercing him into a certain line of action, then I'm sure that America will come out of it very much scathed, very, very much hurt and bruised. But I think America may save itself in the end. And if they do not, then the sudden vacuum that will be created, that will destroy India, that will destroy the region as a whole, and it will give radical forces a space to expand themselves for a very, very long time in this region.
Exactly. It will be a breeding ground of extremists.
Yes, indeed. The Afghan people love their freedom. And those people who have sided with America, they are going to be very sorry. Because after all, they risked their own lives and their own well-being in order to serve America. America's cause was wrong. So America not only is going to hurt itself, but it's going to hurt its friends as well. And I think it is going to have a fallout effect on Israel as well as India. An inferno will have been ignited, which will be very difficult to control and put down for a very long time.
General, in 45 seconds, how, if you were the United States, would you cut your losses?
Well, immediately talk to Taliban leadership, the real leadership. They are now trying through Karzai to do that. This is a roundabout way of going, doing the things. And this is not going to work. They should talk to them and they should say, okay, we accept we are going to withdraw out of Afghanistan. Everything is going to be all right. I can assure you. I am sort of very close observant of the Afghan psyche. They are not going to chase you to America. They will be your friend like the Vietnamese are friends now. But if it goes on for another couple of years, then there will be a lot of problem on hand.
Very well said, General Hamid Ghul. Thank you for trying to bring peace and honor. And we appreciate you. Look forward to speaking to you again in the future. Hopefully this can be ended without any more bloodshed. Take care.
Thank you very much, Alex.
We'll be right back with all the other news. Stay with us.
In a coming apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, boating, tow line, shipyard, or decoration. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code radio to receive a free 100 feet of 550 paracord. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
They help to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Are you concerned about dropping or losing your cell phone? Are you tired of dealing with cell phone clips or holsters? Then this message is for you. Introducing Clip Hanger, the best and most affordable cell phone holder on the market, made to keep your phone secure and accessible. Clip Hanger works with all cell phones, including the iPhone, Droid, BlackBerry, and even iPods. When attached to a pant loop, Clip Hanger won't poke when you sit down. And for women, Clip Hanger easily attaches to any purse strap. Carry a phone in your pocket? Simply use one finger to pull it out with Clip Hanger. Clip Hanger is thin and simple, has a one-year warranty against breakage, and prices start at only $10.95. With your Clip Hanger purchase, we'll also send you the auto hook for your car and ship everything to you absolutely free. See the amazing Clip Hanger and the Clip Hanger light with its built-in LED flashlight at myphoneclip.com. To order, call 801-719-2680. That's 801-719-2680. Or visit myphoneclip.com to get your Clip Hanger today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Okay, we're now 8 minutes into hour number two. And we did confirm that guest popping in the last 30 minutes, correct, guys, on the mortgage situation? I'd forgotten to ask you that during the break. We're going to have a guest who I've researched for years and believe is one of the leading experts on the real fraud conducted by the big mortgage companies, ahead of a special in-studio two-hour interview on the whole spectrum of not just the fraud but solutions and remedies. I wanted to give you a prelude today, so that's coming up in an hour and about 22 minutes from now, about an hour and 22 minutes from now. I've got all this economic news that is just, and we talk about this every day, but as it comes true, even I lose the true magnitude and how huge this is and how serious it is and the effect this is going to have on us all. The announcements that they're going to take all or part of the pension funds and tax them, public, private, Social Security being frozen, maybe even reduced, off the chart. Gold going above $1,375 a day, the dollar plunging, off the charts. It's all off the chart, and we're going to cover that coming up here in just a few minutes. Also, Mexican investigator probing lake shooting slain. Down there on Falcon Lake, they've had, that's where the helicopters come up to 6-7 miles in to the U.S. They land and raid people in the towns. I mean, this is all over South Texas News for a year. They reportedly kill people, and the police just pull back and are scared. The feds have cut the federal aid down there for police. When they ask for more, they cut it. They've ordered, according to the Arizona Republic and CNS News, Cyber News Service, sheriffs are on record saying that the Border Patrol has been ordered to pull back 10 miles from the border. That happened 3 months ago in Arizona and Texas. They'll go have photo ops with a few thousand troops here and there. Border Patrol, and this poor woman, witnesses have stepped forward that heard the shots, saw her running on this giant lake that's supposedly some of the best fishing in Texas. And they don't even warn tourists not to go down there. It's kind of like I see ads on TV and I hear radio ads and I see print ads and I know people who have children who are getting out of high school. And the thing to do all over the U.S., I know we did it, was when you graduate from high school, you go to Cancun and get stinking drunk. Or you go to some of the other areas. Those places now have kidnappings and shootings. And if you go one block off the reservation and nobody warns you, you get kidnapped, you get killed. It's just incredible. I remember when I was in college, I was down in Cancun. It was early in the morning. I was down there drinking coffee because, you know, it's just a few hundred bucks to fly down there. It's cheap. And, you know, my friends were all asleep. And I was down there with a hangover and drinking coffee by the beach. And these two guys came up and said, hey, we want to sell you some pot. And I said, I don't smoke pot. And they said, well, come on down the beach with us. And I said, no, thank you. And then a week later, I heard about people being kidnapped, college students down in Cancun. Now they don't even really tell you about this. They don't warn Texans, hey, don't go to Falcon Lake or these other lakes that border Mexico. People are being killed, kidnapped, you name it. I mean, U.S. embassy staff are being machine gunned and hand grenaded and killed. They're killing police chiefs and mayors every two or three days. I mean, Mexico, there's never been a revolution like this. It's a revolution of corruption and evil. And you're not supposed to talk about it. You've got part of the public siding with the smaller cartels because they have their own courts and own system and own justice. And then you've got the big corrupt government that runs most of the drugs and controls the society. You've got a giant population. You've got Mexico City being hell on earth. You've got a lot of good, decent, Christian, hardworking people down there who are stuck in the middle of it. And that woman's husband gets shot in the head. There's already been just total bedlam on that lake. And I talk to most Texans, and I go, do you know how dangerous it is to go fishing in South Texas to go to the border? No, I heard there might be a little something down there. I've been talking about this intensely, saying don't get near the border for 6 years in Arizona and Texas. And now even California and other areas is getting super bad. New Mexico. And people look at me like I had five heads. I mean, they look at you like you're a nut. Hey, look at the newspaper. They're announcing world government. And the same banks that engineered the crisis are going to run it, and they're going to tax us. Oh, shut up, Cook. There's no world government. Well, here's AP. Here's Time Magazine. Here's the Financial Times of London. Hey, you know, a truck bomb went off in Dallas a few years ago that the Mexican mafia detonated. And people look at you like you're crazy. It's a tiny blurb in the Dallas Morning News. I mean, this is the, can you imagine if some militia did a truck bomb? I mean, they'd act like it was the end of the world. We got to ban guns. We got to surveil everybody. My goodness, some people got killed in a truck bomb. I mean, you go down to areas on the border where we would go in college that were nice hotels. You go across, eat cheap, you know, everything. Now it's all boarded up and it looks like something out of the Road Warrior. And you tell people this and they laugh at you. Well, not now. This poor woman's husband gets shot in the head. Riding around on his jet ski down there, and CBS News and the Democrats come out and go, I bet she's lying. And then witnesses came forward and said, no, we heard the gunshots and saw her running. And then now the Mexican investigators sent, because Rick Perry's, you know, grandstanding and, you know, at least politically saying, I want a call from the president. I want a call from Calderon. I want something to be done. So they send a Mexican police investigator there, and his severed head is delivered to the military. No, nine chances out of ten, the military just takes their uniforms off. It's on record. They escort the drugs up to the border, and they try to keep the other cartels from bringing it in. They're there to make sure they have, you know, the operation. The only war going on is when other cartels try to break the blockade. That's what's happening in this $500 billion year industry just in cocaine and heroin and marijuana coming across that border. $500 black dollars. A black dollar is worth conservatively 10 times with fractional reserve banking what a white dollar is. And no, I'm not talking about black people. I'm talking about white slavery. Folks go, you're not against black slavery? White slavery, sex slavery, folks. Black person, white person, you know, forced into sex slavery, it's white slavery. It's the same thing with black dollars, black op money. That money is untaxable, secret. You can then put it into banks and leverage it at least 10 times. And with derivatives, you can limit it. You can leverage it to the stars. You can leverage it to Alpha Centauri's. It's unlimited. $500 billion a year. $500 billion is the same number roughly coming out of Afghanistan and heroin. So that's a trillion right there total, just in those two sectors. The U.S. is one of the biggest users in illegal drugs, or the biggest, excuse me, in the world, and the idiots using this stuff are funding it. I hate drugs. But you decriminalize it to shut off the money. And you would see all these drug laundering banks, drug laundering prison companies. Oh, yeah, that's the drug dealers own the prisons through the big corporations. And then when you use their product, they put you in there as a slave building widgets. See how genius that is? And then that displaces workers outside, drives down wages further. I'm not against prisoners, just like I'm not against illegal aliens. I'm against illegal aliens being paid under what they should be paid because it drives down wages. I'm against using prison labor because it drives down wages. This is all very elementary. This is all extremely simple to understand, but the media tries to confuse it. So this poor woman, her husband gets killed, capped in the head, and the media tries to imply she's a liar, even though that lake is a hellhole of crime, but no one warns them. No one warns the stupid UT students by the tens of thousands every year, loading up on the cheap, you know, $150 airfare and flying down to areas of Mexico to be raped, robbed, looted, and killed. You've got Robert Rodriguez's movie, Machete, glorifying the coyotes, even though the coyotes rob and loot and rape and kill and steal from the immigrants who come in from South America, Central America, into Mexico. And I see articles all the time, you know, 15 or 16-year-old girl wanted to be a coyote and fight for La Raza and Mecha. She traveled to Mexico and was raped and killed by coyotes she met with. Yeah, I mean, it's an acceleration of evil. It's all these evil groups in Mexico fighting with each other. It's a corrupt system, a culture that's given into corruption. And so it's a survival of the most evil, of the most vicious. And it's now pouring all over the U.S., Chicago, Dallas, San Antonio, Los Angeles, Miami, D.C., and, I mean, these hardcore Mexican drug gangs are even worse than the Russian mafia, more vicious. Just out of the police are now going into the phase of putting their tail between their legs. You think the cops would rather pull over your 75-year-old mother and shake her down with a bunch of fake tickets or take your blood at a checkpoint and send you to jail for having two beers? Do you think they'd rather pull over a domesticated, cowed, cowardly American? And I'm sorry, that's the kind of our spirit now, not the eagle, the ostrich. I'm saying on average, we can get our greatness back. Do you think they want to pull you over and suck off you? Or do you think they want to mess with the Mexican mafia that tried to blow up the LAPD police department a few months ago because they arrested a few of their hitmen? See, that's what's happening. That's what's going on. Death squads, total evil. And they want to tell all the yuppies, oh, go on down to those lakes. Oh, no, this lady's lying. Nobody shot her husband in the head. And then they send an investigator. And I'll guarantee you, the Mexican military took him and said, we're going to show you who runs things here. And they cut his head off. And they said, oh, look, the drug dealers brought us his head. The Mexican military has almost complete control of that border. It's on video. It's on record. The videos have been shot by the Minutemen. The videos have been shot by sheriffs. We've shown them many times. You can just search Mexican military escorting illegals, escorting drugs. I've interviewed sheriffs. In fact, we should get them back on from South Texas, where they pick up a van full of marijuana and cocaine. In one case, they were 3 miles over the border on a highway. Mexican Humvees block them off on the U.S. side, get out and say, get down on the ground, give us the drugs. The Mexican military gets in the truck, drives it back. And what do the feds do? They literally wet themselves. They are bedwetting criminals. I'm talking about the FBI and others. That they are only good at shaking the American people down and getting their cut of drug money. when actual people with machismo and machine guns say, I'm ready to die, let's go, they cowardly fall on the ground and start flopping around in total fear.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Van, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Let me tell you a little bit about one of our great sponsors, HomeGain.com. This is the place to get you started buying or selling a home, finding a realtor, and getting any real estate questions answered. Go to HomeGain.com and see what I'm talking about. All you need to do is type in your home address, and you will get an instant free estimate of your home's value online. This is a great way to be able to monitor the value of your home. And again, it's absolutely free. There are tons of tools to help you. For instance, if you want to remodel your home, go to HomeGain.com. Use their Home Sale Maximizer to help you determine which home improvements can most increase your home's value before you put it on the market. For 10 years, these folks have been helping home sellers and buyers. Visit their link at InfoWars.com. Look for Max, the orange Home Gain Gorilla, to help you with any real estate needs you might have. You'll love this site. It's HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com. Check them out today.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2-sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Well, I think I see another side, maybe just a light that shines, and I look over now through the door, and I still belong to no one else. Maybe I hold you to blame for all the reasons that you left.
We're going to get into the economy, and I'm kind of shying away from even covering this. It's painful to look at. And I got three beautiful, wonderful children, a wonderful, beautiful wife. I love this country. And I hope America hasn't seen its best times, but there's no doubt if we're going into a living hell on every front, if we don't get out of our trance, and America is under a spell, a trance, a mind control system of propaganda and semantical deception. If we don't shake ourselves out of this, it's going to be a lot more painful. And it's just that simple. Tyranny is as old as the hills. It's as old as our species. And there's no doubt this is the biggest, baddest, most scientific version of it I've ever studied in history, and it's happening now. We've got front row seats, and we've got to get out of our seats and not just be spectators to this fiasco, but get out there in the game and just say, look, nobody can deny the direction we're going in is bad news. And it's even bad news for the ruling class. They're out of control. And that happens with every other empire, every other group of lunatics on a power trip. And look at how the corruption of Mexico has grown and grown. People are the same everywhere. Mexico never had a chance to not be a colonial system. It never had a chance to have any freedom. Most other nations never had a chance. So they never had a chance at real wealth, except for their tiny ruling class of fat cats, of el jefes. And you look at Waco, integrating this in with what's happening in Mexico. David Koresh was a weirdo. He went into town every day. They had an auto repair shop a mile away. You know, I know the surviving Davidians well. We built a memorial church there. I've studied it in depth, watched all the congressional hearings, read the declassified files. And it was like a hot dog roast or something with the ATF wanting to get more funding. The feds wanted to distract everybody from the World Trade Center bombing that had just happened a few months before. It was in the news that the feds had cooked the bomb, trained the driver. And they said, how do we sell this rollout of anti-terror forces against the American people? This has come out in Congress. And they said, well, these people are a bunch of weirdos, and we'll hype it up and exaggerate it. Again, that's their statement about them, and I agree. You know, some stuff was weird. Most of it was exaggerated or lies. And they said, we'll go in there and have a big shootout with them. And it's on record, the ATF pulled up in those trailers and all their body armor and just opened fire on that wooden church, shooting a bunch of people. And the Davidians got their guns, started shooting back. And as soon as the cops said, you know, white flag, as soon as the feds said white flag, truce, the Davidians stopped shooting. And they came back and had a 51-day siege and burned the place to the ground and had Delta Force go in and kill them. And there's the flare footage of Delta Force behind the Bradleys, you know, and the troops and setting the place on fire. And that's what they did. So they're real tough when they're burning down a church with a bunch of little kids in it. They're real tough when they're coming, you know, 100 of them in the dark of night to take your farm or ranch because you, quote, couldn't pay the taxes. You couldn't pay the rent on your supposed castle on your private property. They're real tough, and they've got this sick, mentally ill culture, just like the general public, but their own variant of it, that they're doing this for the good and everything. No. No, you're not doing it for the good of anything, okay? A pack of criminal banks run this country. They've been stealing us blind since 1913, and now they've used our money and our energy to fund their world government. And just like you're seeing bizarreness never before seen in any country going on in Mexico. I mean, people don't know what to call it, a revolution, a blooming of corruption, just a charnel house. There are hundreds of new saints that are the skinny one and the Grim Reaper and just total death and black magic. And Mexico is being sucked into hell. And I got news for you. We're going to be sucked into our own high-tech version, even worse. What you're seeing in Mexico is nothing. Buildings being burned, people being kidnapped, killed, attacks. That's horrible. The Mexican Attorney General making his employees take microchips. That's what you're going to see. The drugging of the food, the water, all the slow, creeping, serpent-like, boa constrictor death where it just quietly wraps around you slowly and then squeezes the soul out of you, turning you to a mindless consumer. All these wicked wars, the millions killed, the government looting the military people, stealing their death benefits, trying to make them pay for their own insurance, making them breathe depleted uranium, knowing it's a death sentence, lying to them, saying it's fine for you. Once you buy into evil, once you give in to it, once you stop being able to even recognize it, the floor falls out. A black hole opens up. That's why evil's so dangerous. It doesn't stop here. It's not sexy and cool. It's death. It's pain. It's misery. It's starving children. It's humiliation. It's bondage.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If your handgun is loaded and easy to get to, it's also dangerous. What if you could reach your loaded handgun instantly and still provide a margin of safety for your family? Introducing the Drag and Draw Gun Vault from MyQuickSafe.com. The Drag and Draw Gun Vault is a small portable gun safe for subcompact pistols or snub-nosed revolvers. It's made of heavy gauge steel, padded inside, and uses your fingerprint to open and close. With the Drag and Draw Gun Vault, you'll now be able to keep your handgun locked and loaded without fear of an accident. See the revolutionary Drag and Draw Gun Vault in action and order yours online at MyQuickSafe.com. That's MyQuickSafe.com. Or call toll-free 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. That's 1-877-327-0365. Or go to MyQuickSafe.com. Stay locked, loaded, and safe with the Drag and Draw Gun Vault from MyQuickSafe.com.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they're on our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic Liberty Films.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, inviting you to join me in Central California in beautiful Santa Cruz for a special event being put on by 1080 AM KSCO. Unfortunately, I'm so busy fighting the globalists that I never have enough time to go out and have a lot of speaking engagements around the country and meet with the great people of this nation. This powerful event is a one-time appearance. Get tickets early because they will sell out. Tickets are $10.80 each and are only available online at the KSCO website, KSCO.com. Click on the banner on the webpage. I'm going to speak for several hours and have a question and answer. I will discuss information and research that I have never gotten into before. You can send your questions or suggestions via email to the radio station by emailing alex at ksco.com. Again, friends, I'm going to be speaking live on the 24th of October at 6 p.m. at the Coconut Grove Ballroom on Beach Street in Santa Cruz, California.
We've got it.
Corruption.
All right, you are go.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines right, of the InfoWar.
Ladies and gentlemen, I was about to get into the economy. I'll do that next hour. Jonathan Irish, of course, with the baby being snatched for him being affiliated with Oath Keepers. He called me yesterday elated. They were going to give them visitation today. Because of public pressure with the baby and to allow her to nurse the baby because the baby needs the colostrum. That first milk is so important. And in the visitation, with them there watching, she took the diaper off and there was blood coming out of the baby's vaginal area. The CPS is so hellish. They do so, ladies and gentlemen, and now there's a sheriff's deputy behind them, a sheriff's deputy in front of them. They're going to the hospital. Again, if you just joined us, this is dealing with a New Hampshire case where last Thursday they seized this family's newborn baby and put in the affidavit that's public that it was supposedly because he had been affiliated with Oath Keepers and he just put on their message boards. They were surveilling him. And this is so incredible. There's a big protest tomorrow. They're outside of the court. We go to him now in the car, being followed by the police, going to the hospital, the baby in the ambulance. This is incredible. Mr. Irish, tell us exactly what happened.
Well, I'm actually parking the truck right now to head in, so I'll make it quick. Stephanie and I have scheduled visitation with Cheyenne, our daughter, at 12:30 today. And when we... when we were in the visit, Cheyenne was acting very odd. She was worrying me. She wouldn't wake up. So Stephanie thought, well, let's try changing her diaper, because sometimes when you change a baby, they wake up immediately.
Well, listen, I know you've got to go in, so just, I'm sorry I missed your call 30 minutes ago. Quickly tell us what happened.
Stephanie started changing the diaper, and when Stephanie changed the diaper, there was blood in her diaper covering her vaginal area, smeared around her vaginal area.
Now, it's key. CPS was there, correct, because they might try to blame you.
Correct.
Yeah, but they were in the room.
Correct.
And you said, what is this?
Yeah, I said, what is this? What's going on? And the CPSW workers' jaw dropped. I mean, her jaw dropped. Oh, no, we're screwed. They know they screwed up. I got to get into the hospital.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Listen. As soon as you get the baby in, I'm going
to
call
you. Need to go with my daughter.
Listen, you got our hotline number. You called my cell. You need to call the hotline. Mr. Irish, you have our hotline number, correct?
Yes, I do.
All right, we're going to text message it to you again. As soon as the baby's in, as soon as the examination's going on, as soon as you can call us, or they may try to set you up, be very, very careful.
Everything's recorded. I'll call you back, Alex. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Oh, my God. And, you know, 2 months ago, when she was 7.5 months pregnant, 2.5 months ago, and I've looked at the records, they were waiting at their home, at least, what was it, 4 or 6 police cars, and he just had his wisdom teeth taken out. And she's driving the car. She has a concealed carry. And they go and get him out of the car. They take the gun out, and they say, well, we're going to arrest you. You've got a concealed carry without a permit in the live free or die state. And they took him to jail. And we know that Homeland Security, we have the documents. I covered it earlier in the week. In fact, guys, will you dig into the stack from Monday or from Friday that has that Homeland Security report, how the Southern Poverty Law Center now runs it, and they admit they're infiltrating teachers, psychiatrists, psychologists, not just police, as they've always done, neighbors, that was on Austin News last week, to spy on everyone and to persecute anybody that's in a Patriot group and to demonize them. And it looks like this family was targeted. Mr. Irish comes off as very credible in the videos I've seen of him at protest. His story checks out from previous MO that we've seen. You know, it's like serial killers tend to act the same. Well, I know how the CPS operates. I got a huge headache when I got that call and learned that during the break. He's shook up right now. That's why he obviously called my cell that was in there plugged in instead of calling the hotline. Send him a text because he's pretty shook up. We'll send another and remind him this is the number to call. And he may have tried. We have the ringer on the hotline, right? Hamid Ghul was on the hotline. That is what happened. But we have two hotline numbers. Perhaps we should send him both hotlines. My fault. I told you to send him the hotline 2 days ago, but I didn't think of that eventuality. But even if Jonathan Irish is the devil, which I don't think he is, but nobody's perfect, with all these fake allegations about abuse and things his wife says are completely made up, that's what happens with divorces and things. You know, she was divorcing her ex-husband. That's where all this stemmed from, starting with the gun. That I've seen this over and over again, but even if he was a horrible guy, you don't put in there because Oath Keepers, and he's into the Second Amendment. And that's in the affidavit. That's the issue, this political persecution. Text him that as soon as, it'll probably be in the middle of the next hour, but as soon as he gets 5 minutes, as soon as the baby's in, I hope they don't try to keep him and his wife away because there's no telling what they'll do. I mean, they've got ghouls. The General Hospital will be good, but then they have special little units of like, Jonathan Irish, you've called us back on the hotline. What's the latest?
They're refusing to allow us back in the room with their doctor. They're refusing to allow us in there with our daughter while the doctor's examining her.
Okay, you need to get someone that has your power of attorney, family, or some type of, quote, guardian as a witness to what they're doing. But this is so important. When you got visitation, you have, because I know how this works, the CPS is always in the room with you. They were there, and because they're going to try to blame this on you, but they were there the entire time.
Correct.
Okay, that is key. You know, these people, I don't want to get into descriptions here, but it's a baby. This is a medical issue. But how much blood? Did it look like there had been any trauma?
It did look like there had been a little bit of trauma, but I'm not a medical professional. Oh. It also did look like there was a little bit of inflammation.
Well, they probably just never changed their diaper. I mean, that's standard operating procedure. Children are in five times more danger in CPS custody than any other place. Headline, cover, Time Magazine, The Shame of Foster Care, 1999 issue. Sorry, go ahead.
Well, there was also blood smeared around her entire area down there as well.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, so the baby's out of it. The baby's non-responsive.
She keeps popping in and out.
Well, here's the key. Babies need to start. They lose weight the first day. They need to start gaining weight by the second or third day. The key, which you must demand, is you must be given the chart of the weight of that baby. That will be the pure evidence of their evil. If that baby, who is now almost 7 days old, born Wednesday night, correct?
Correct.
So about to be 7 days, just a few hours short, maybe 10 hours short of 7 days. If that baby has not gained substantive weight, they have had continual custody, and their abuse is on record. We have them if that is the case. The weight is the key, Jonathan. Do you understand?
Correct.
Okay.
Could you please get the police, the sheriff, not the police officer, the sheriff has to speak. Stafford County is here and knows I'm supposed to be back there. Sheriff Estes has more power than that sergeant right there will ever imagine of having. I want to speak with Sergeant Estes, or Sheriff Estes, please. Sheriff Estes knows I'm supposed to be back there. No, ma'am, I want to be back with my daughter now. You realize that you are on a live radio show broadcast right now. I want to be back with my daughter immediately, and by you refusing to, this is ridiculous.
Tell her you guys have abused my daughter in your custody, and you are adding to the cover-up. But be calm.
They're now calling the police out here to deal with me.
All right, well, be calm. Lower your voice. I understand they did this to kidnap your daughter. I understand what they've done, but you've got to be as wise as a serpent, peaceful as a dove. Be very meek. And just and actually bow your head to them, because they get off on that. For your daughter, do this. Basically submit yourself and just calmly and lovingly say, listen, my daughter has obviously been hurt. In your custody, I have a right to be a witness to what's going on. And just be very calm with them, okay? And if the cops say leave, you've got to leave. This may have been an entire setup. I'm telling you, they're that evil.
You're not allowing me to videotape this for my protection.
No, you're in a private facility. No.
They just told me I'm not allowed to videotape this for my protection. And this is what Douglas Security telling me this.
Okay, well, you need to tell him that you are.
Patients are not being filmed.
You are filmed. Everything is locked through that door.
No, I'm not. I just turned the video camera on when you came through. I want to see my daughter.
Okay, this is the rule. You can go in to see the child as long as you look up back.
She has a name.
I don't know it yet. I'm sorry.
He's being nice. He's being nice.
If you act appropriately, you can go to the doctor. This is the doctor. You can go back and visit. Are you willing to do that?
Sir, Sheriff Estes has told me I can be back there. He has more authority than either of you will ever imagine.
Okay, be nice to him. Listen, Jonathan, be nice and say thank you.
You can go in and visit the child.
All right, thank you. Please get Sheriff Estes out here so I can speak with him.
Yeah, exactly. And listen, he's got a point. Listen, he's got a point. There is, Jonathan, there is a perception. Jonathan, I know you're protecting yourself, so I think you're covered, but it's a gray area. There is not a perception of.
It doesn't matter. I'm talking.
It is a private facility. So there is the expectation of privacy. So don't videotape it.
Okay. I'm not.
That's all right.
I shut the video camera off.
Okay, good. That's smart. Okay, because they would have probably arrested you if you wouldn't have. It's a gray area because they're videotaping you and you have a reason to be there. But obviously they're nervous. So there's no outside. There's no perception of privacy. There is inside there partially.
Yeah. All right, Alex. I'll call you guys back. They're
okay. Listen.
Finally bringing me back to see my daughter.
Okay. This is super news. This we're going to stay by the phone, Jonathan. Okay.
All right. Thank you very much, Alex.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah. Bye.
Okay. Oh, this is exhausting. And you notice I've done an hour and 45 minutes of live radio. I interviewed the former head of Pakistani intelligence last hour. You know how stressful that is? I'm not complaining. It's just my life. It's just insane asylum. I don't want to even be here right now. You know, I got a huge headache. The minute I heard about the baby bleeding, I just got a pounding headache. Guys, cue up the 20-minute Ron Paul speech. I've got to take a break for a minute, okay? You know the 20-minute Ron Paul speech? Yeah, cue it up about 3 minutes in, because he does some pleasantries at the first, but it's very powerful about the economy, and then I'll come back and get into that. Because I just can't be here right now. Oh, man. I felt great till I got that phone call. I just want it to end. I'm tired of it. I got battle fatigue in the info war. I'm tired of it. I've done an hour and 46 minutes and haven't even plugged the money bomb 24-hour broadcast tomorrow. That's, you know, pretty much make it or break it for us to finish the studio. I mean, this work is so important we're doing. And I don't even feel like I'm up to doing it. But who else is there? And we need to raise $100,000 tomorrow ahead of the money bomb even beginning to make sure we can raise $400,000 to get our goal. So please go to InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com if you believe in this platform and what we're doing. Look at how everything's coming down right now. We've got to be strong through this depression that's coming. And I know it's hard for people. But for all you wealthy people out there that sit there on your hands, why is it always the poor, I notice, that give and not the wealthy? The wealthy people who believe in what we're doing here and believe in this need to give to us. And if that means call up and buy 1,000 copies of Endgame or Invisible Empire or Obama Deception and give them to people, that's what you do. It's time for everybody to chip in here. All right, I'm going to go to break playing this video, and then I'm going to come back and get into it. I've just got to, every once in a while, something gives me, just really, I go past angry and just tired of it, and I get a pounding headache. And once or twice a year, I have a migraine related to this, and I'm going to be knocked out for a couple hours if I have one, rolling around the ground, throwing up. So I'm going to, because it feels like I'm getting a migraine, go ahead and go to the tape and I'll be back.
What we have in Washington, D.C. is too big. Yeah. And you can hardly solve the problem of a government too big by making it bigger. That makes no sense whatsoever. You know, we're in this economic crisis because we spent too much money we didn't have. We borrowed too much money, we regulated too much, and we printed too much. So the predictable crisis arrives. Austrian free market economists predicted for years. We have a bubble out there. There's a housing bubble. There's a NASDAQ bubble. And something bad is coming. And when it comes, what do the people in charge say? Do they come to the economists who made all the correct predictions and said it was coming and understood what was wrong? Do they come to them and ask them what to do? No. What they do is they spend more money, they borrow more money, they print more money, and they come up with more regulations, and they think it's going to help. I say we need to do the opposite. The opposite means that we have to start from scratch. We have to start from scratch in deciding what the role of our government should be. The founders went through that. They didn't like the role of the government under the king. They said the role of government should be different. The role of government ought to be there to protect our liberties. The role of government ought to be there to provide a strong national defense. The role for the government ought to be giving us a sound currency, not a bunch or a few people in secret rooms that have monopoly control over the money supply and the interest rates. That's not in the Constitution. So how how did we get into this mess? The people were complacent, and the Congress voted things that weren't constitutional, and we drifted because the wealth created by free markets and free people was so overwhelming that we lived off our wealth for so long, and the world trusted us. They trusted our dollars, they trusted our military power, and the momentum continued to go even after we failed at understanding what real liberty means. So what did we do? We didn't want to cut back like a family or a business has to do. The country as a whole just went on a borrowing binge. And therefore, we now are suffering from the prosperity that has accumulated with debt. So it's not real prosperity. If you're in trouble, and I say, well, the solution is go out and buy a fancy new car and you're going to feel better. Nobody does that except in Washington. They go out and they spend money and think that the country is going to feel better. It's absolutely the wrong thing to do. Free market economics teaches that if the government, in particular the Federal Reserve, produces bubbles and gets the economy out of whack, you have to allow corrections to occur. You have to liquidate the debt. Okay, they sort of paid attention to that a little bit. Yeah, woo, there is too much debt. The banks have too much debt. The mortgage companies have too much debt. Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac has too much debt. There's too much derivative debt. So what did they do? They took all the debt.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind can provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LightBreeze wind generator kit starts charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products that teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG clubs and survival bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Have to allow corrections to occur. You have to liquidate the debt. Okay, they sort of paid attention to that a little bit. Yeah, woo, there is too much debt. The banks have too much debt. The mortgage companies have too much debt. Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac has too much debt. There's too much derivative debt. So what did they do? They took all the debt, put it in the Federal Reserve and in the Treasury, and put it on the taxpayers. That's criminal. Eventually, though, all debt has to be liquidated. We are not likely, matter of fact, it's virtually impossible for we as a people to pay this astronomical debt, which is growing exponentially. So unfortunately, the bad message is it's going to end badly, because the debt will be liquidated. That doesn't mean it'll be liquidated like you would liquidate your debt if you had to go through bankruptcy, file for bankruptcy, and debt would be dissipated and it'd be liquidated. Countries don't do that. They're much more corrupt, and they counterfeit their way out of it. They print money and pay off their debts with money with shrinking value. That is essentially how we got into this mess. We could not have gotten ourselves into this mess without a central bank that had so much power and authority. The central bank, especially the chairman of the board, is more powerful than the president because he gets to print, create the reserve currency of the world, determine how much money supply there should be in the world, and what interest rates should be. That's way too much power. He is a counterfeiter, and he is a taxer, because if the Congress passes bill and they don't have the money, the Fed prints the money and your prices go up. That's a tax on us. It's the wrong thing to do, and it has to stop.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
And Ron Paul goes on in the speech, and we have time next hour. We're going to play it. It's a 22-minute speech. He goes on to point out that we are going to completely collapse. And he talks about what that will be like. And we have the article up at prisonplanet.com. Ron Paul, dollar collapse will spur 2012 presidential run. Congressman Ron Paul has indicated that he will embark on a bid to become president in 2012 if the economic crisis worsens and leads to a dollar collapse, hinting for the first time that the Ron Paul Revolution, which was a grassroots precursor to the Tea Party, will once again be ignited as it was with great fervor in 2008, but to the power of 10. Events can change quickly, and I believe sincerely we're moving towards a much more major economic crisis. Depending on where we are on, that might help me make that decision, said Paul, who gave a speech to Tea Party enthusiasts in Richmond, Virginia, this past weekend. That's what he's told me privately. So I guess I can tell, you know, just like during the breaks we talk and stuff. And he's like, well, it depends on what happens. You know, I know this is going to collapse, but people may not be able to totally wake up until it happens. And, you know, then it'll be 4 more years and I might be too old. But at least we got Rand Paul and others. And now the truth's out there and no army can stop an idea whose time has come. You know, I analyzed during that 6-7 minute break I took, because every once in a while something will really make me get upset. And instead of getting angry, I got a headache. And I know why. I was imaging them with that baby that they haven't been able to see for almost 7 days. They're there with the CPS. The baby is basically passed out, probably dehydrated. Lord knows what they've done. It's standard operating procedure. These are, because after they screw the babies up, then they put drugs on them, they give them medical conditions, then they get more federal funds. I mean, they're devils. Usually with a blonde-haired, blue-eyed one, though, they take pretty good care of them because they just want the 400 to half a mil they're going to get through the adoption racket. But I was imaging that as if it was my child. I mean, I have intense empathy. And I was just, really, it took me there. And just the frustration, the anger. In fact, I'm it's like a place I can't go. It's, people say, how do you stay sane dealing with this every day? It's survival instinct. I mean, I realize we either fight these people and wake people up and defeat the globalists. Or, I mean, it's our only way out. It's our only hope.